The IdahoSports.com Fall Football Online Preview Magazine for 2014. Will Heneke with you, joined by the head coach of the Homedale Trojans, Matt Holtree. Coach Holtree, I'm looking here 5 years now as head coach out in Homedale. It seems like it was just yesterday you were getting that job. Where have the 5 years gone?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the 5 years has flown by. It was a building process when we got to Homedale, and there was a lot of work to be done. And I guess when you're working hard and have your nose down to the grindstone, time goes by quickly.
You've got to feel pretty good about where that process is. Last year, 7-1 overall, or 7-1 in league, 9-2 overall when it was all said and done. So you got to feel like you're starting to reap some of the rewards of that work that you've put in.
Yeah, we do. You know, and a lot of that has to do with the consistency of our staff. At first, it's tough, you know, putting the staff together, especially out where we are in Homedale, or location-wise. We have a couple coaches that travel, you know, over 20 miles a day just to be there with the kids, and just to have that consistency has been huge for our success.
Pretty good number of players coming back this year, including some key players. Lawson Madison, the quarterback, an All-State kid last year. You get him back. You also have Josh Talmy, among others there. Just talk about some of those players, and not just players, but some key players being back in the program this year.
Well, yeah, Lawson obviously just having another year of experience at the starting quarterback position. You know, he was a sophomore last year, and really, we kind of threw him into the fire, and we didn't really hold back as far as our passing game. So having him back as a year under his belt is going to be huge as a junior for him. But we have a couple others that have been three-year starters on varsity for us, and you know, we're excited to have them. Dane Jacobs is a three-year starter for us. He's our tight end linebacker. Jacoby Osborne, this is his third year at D-tackle for us. He started as a freshman. We've got some key guys coming back other than the obvious, starting tailback, Josh Tolmie and Devin Fisher's another running back we have that's a senior that's very quality running back that will be back with us. So, yeah, we're very excited.
Going back to Lawson for just a second, a kid who's gotten some accolades already for all-conference and the all-state teams, but he's got a bit of a legacy to live up out there in Homedale when he looks over to the sidelines and sees his dad. His dad has done something for Homedale that obviously he'd like to match as well.
You know, his family does a lot for Homedale even still to this day. They're very much involved in the community and helping all sports. His mom is big in the Booster Club, and yes, of course, his dad very involved, and he has high expectations. But for Lawson, he's such a good kid, such a level-headed kid. You can tell that he doesn't let those pressures get to him. He has his own expectations of himself and what he wants to get accomplished. So I don't think that it's added pressure by any means. If anything, it's kind of part of the reason I went out to Homedale in the first place. It's that expectation in general in Homedale to put a quality championship, quality football team out on the field every time we go out there. So,
and an opportunity for father and son to both win state titles at the same school.
No, I agree. I'd love more than anything for that to happen.
Now, it says here with your offensive line, you're replacing four of five starters off of last year's Trojans team. With that in mind, how important does Bo Pickett, the one returner, become?
You know, Bo Pickett, he's a second-team All-State player, and he is just fun to watch at practice. He is a general, and he's the captain of our offensive line, and he's already got our offensive line clicking on all cylinders. It's just been fun to watch him this fall just mesh, and every time we're at the line of scrimmage, run play, pass play, he is communicating. He's talking, and it's just like having a coach out there on the field. It's a pretty comforting feeling to have Bo Pickett there at center.
Let's talk a little bit now about just the Snake River Valley Conference in general. Obviously, the one that everybody around the state knows all about is Fruitland, something like 8 consecutive state championship games. Payette has had some good teams in there. Homedale, obviously, on the upswing. Weezer, usually a very competitive team. And now you throw Emmett into the mix, dropping down from 4A to 3A. I mean, you must just look at your schedule sometime and go, man, this is not going to be easy.
No, it's not, and that's part of the the desire, the excitement about being part of the SRV is the strength of the schedule. There's no off week, and that's what makes football fun in the SRV. There's some exciting games, but like you mentioned, you have Emmett dropping down. At Homedale, we have about 340 some kids in our student body, and you have a team with 600 plus dropping down. They're going to be quality. They're going to have the draw, and I know that they're looking at carrying possibly three teams this year. So that right there tells you that they're going to be tough. But, numbers help, especially when you're facing tough competition, game in, game out. But like you mentioned, Fruitland, and they reload every year. So I can't sell any of the teams short, really. Though Weezer, even when I was in high school, Weezer's been a powerhouse football program. And so like you said, every week's a tough week for the SRV teams.
What kind of shot of energy, shall I say, does a conference get? For Homedale, the football schedule is pretty consistent as far as who you play. But now all of a sudden, an Emmett comes in. It's a new face. It's a new opponent, a new color scheme coming down to Homedale to play games. Just what kind of a shot of energy does a change up like that give an entire conference, not just Homedale in particular, but the whole SRV?
For us, it's exciting. We just like to have, a new face in the conference. You get tired a little bit of seeing the same old foes every single week. You see the black and orange and the red and white of Weezer, and the red and black of Payette, and just to have that new blue coming in, and it's that baby blue. It's going to be different, and it's going to be fun. Kids are excited about it. They're excited about the challenge because they know that they're going to be tough coming in. As an athletic director, I'm excited for all of our sports because I know our girls basketball and our boys basketball, they're all excited about the new competition as well.
As I was reading up on your team, Coach, to get prepared for this interview, one thing really struck me is, you were asked, could you change one rule in high school football? What would it be and why? And you said just cut blocking, just period, the concept of cut blocking. And rather than me explain why you picked that of all things, why don't you explain why cut blocking is the one that you picked?
Well, I think at the college level, you have so much time to prepare and you can work on so many things. And defending the cut block is one thing that we really work on. When I played at Boise State, that's something that we rep, and it's something that we can practice, and we do practice it at the high school level. We just don't have the same amount of time that you have when you're working with college athletes. That's one reason. The other reason is just for the sake of knee injuries. You see these ACL tears and MCL tears and PCL, and you see all these knee injuries, and so much of them are from not being able to defend yourself. Whether you're a D tackle and at a tight end diving in from the backside and cutting you're cutting from the backside where you're not able to effectively defend yourself, those types of situations are what I'm really concerned about with high school kids, especially you get at the JV level, you have kids that are still growing and still learning the game of football, and you have these tight ends diving down and cutting their knees. That's just a concern of mine, and it's something that I'd like to see taken care of.
Well, Matt Holtry, the head coach at Homedale High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes here, and best of luck for a happy and healthy season out in Homedale.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.